The Minister of Food and Agriculture, Fifi Kweche, says chronic indiscipline and the tendency to cut corners by Ghanaians are a bane to development. He was speaking at a news conference in Accra to officially announce a temporary ban on the export of some selected vegetables to the European market. The ban is on the advice of the Food and Veterinary Office of the European Commission due to non-adherence to safety standards.
I think this country, we tend to want to use the excuse of facility in order to justify our own, what I call, chronic indiscipline, and the sense of wanting to cut corners and make money at the least opportunity. And that must change, because we cannot resolve our economic difficulties overnight. There's no part of Africa where you can have situations where every infrastructure is going to fix overnight. Of course, the developing world will continue to face challenges relating to resources, but we cannot say because of that, people clearly who want to be disciplined, who want to cut corners, should be encouraged.
The issue of the one-stop recommendation, I think really is an excellent information, but I think there will be issues that clearly various stakeholders, and of course when we talk about these stakeholders, it's not just the Ministry of Agriculture at all. You're talking about airport companies, that's under actual transport. So various stakeholders need to really sit together and resolve it. I think if it were just an issue that could just be resolved like that, it would be done overnight. So it's one, we want to take the initiative because our producers are directly being affected and the image of our country is being affected. So we want to take the initiative and make sure now the key stakeholders are quickly brought together in order for us to see how that can be resolved as well.
Minister of Food and Agriculture, Fifi Kweti, the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Export Promotion Authority, Gideon Kwaku, said Ghana earned about $2.5 billion from vegetable exports last year and therefore described the situation as worrying.
Our total take from exports was $2.514 billion US for the preceding year. And the majority of that went to our major buyer, and that's the EU. So you can begin to do the arithmetic. We made $2.514 billion for 2014. Now, as we speak, usually the numbers you are only able to add up after the year ends, and that's when you go to all the points and then collect your numbers. So, if we made that much, and that's from all of our exports, by the way, it's not just and all of our non-traditional exports, yes. But the vegetables are also a very important and growing part. The part that really scares me is it's not just about vegetables, but it's about what grows in the soil. Today is vegetables, but tomorrow it may be medicinal plants. And medicinal plants, there's increasing interest around the world in medicinal plants. We just came from Turkey and China. You know, last week I returned from China, where there's huge interest in our medicinal plants and so on. So the thing is, if whatever is in the soil, somehow the ecosystem is not being managed and some infestation has taken root in it and it continues to spread, then you can begin to imagine what will happen also to the medicinals.
Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Export Promotion Authority, Gideon Kwaku, the director in charge of the Plant Protection and Regulatory Service of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Mili Chofa Buama, spoke of how to identify pests on vegetables and measures that should be adopted to control pests.
FPM is the Poetiger pest. You find it not only on chili peppers, but on so many other crops. You can find it on cotton, you can find it on potato and other beans and everything. Yes, it is difficult to manage. What we know that it is very active in the night, and you can also, there are chemicals that could control that, you know, pest. There are also biological control methods, but there are also hormones traps that could be used to trap the male. There are also mating traps also that, so there are things that could be used, but this cannot be provided to you by the Ministry of Food and Agriculture. We can recommend to you, please, as exporters or farmers, these are the things that you can use to manage this. And also monitoring is very important, to walk into your farm and monitor the field, to know whether you have that problem. You find them underneath surface of the plant, and there you can start to control. You can set someone traps, and if you get catches, you can control. You can identify them by looking at their forewings.